Bob has been hired to create a tourism website for wineries in Northern California. Bob starts off by creating a site map of the site on Denham's large canvas. Using a tablet and stylus, he writes some words on the canvas. Denham creates empty web pages with his words as the labels of those pages. As the site map evolves, Bob can quickly rearrange the labels of the site map simply by dragging them around with the pen. This allows for quick and natural interaction. Bob can also remove pages from the site map using a simple pen gesture. To do this, he holds down the button on the pen while drawing the gesture. Gestures are a good fit for pen-based interaction. They are fast because they allow the designer to specify a command and its operand in one stroke, without needing to access a menu or other controls. After he creates a rough site map, Bob draws lines between the labels to denote relationships. The lines become organizational arrows. An organizational arrow between two pages means that they are related in some way. It has no other semantic meaning to Denham. Now Bob wants to fill in the contents of the pages. He moves the slider in the zoom bar down a couple of levels. Denham zooms in from sitemap view to sketch view, and the actual pages become visible. Bob now sketches his designs inside the blank pages. He writes in the main header, some Greek text to represent content that has not yet been determined, and a placeholder for an image. Denham allows Bob to sketch whatever he likes without interference. Now Bob wants to create links from one web page to another. One of those pages is not visible, so first he zooms out to the storyboard view so he can see several pages. Then he pans the canvas by gesturing in the direction where the page is. Once Bob sees both pages, he draws a line from a word in the first page to the second page. Denham turns the line into a navigational arrow, and the source of the link becomes blue. When a navigational arrow is first drawn, it replaces any organizational arrow that goes between the same two pages in the same direction. As Bob sketches, he inevitably revises his ideas. So he taps the eraser in the toolbox at the bottom of the window to pick it up, and erases the part he wants to change. When he is finished using the eraser, he taps on the pencil to swap the tools. As Bob refines his design, he replaces some of the Greek text with actual words. To do this, he gestures a caret over the Greek text and types in the words with the keyboard. Denham replaces the Greek text with the typed words. To save his design, Bob holds the button on the pen while tapping on the screen. This pops up a pie menu. Pie menus are more natural for pen interaction than linear menus. Finally, Bob wants to run through his web design to get a feel for the interaction. This can be done in Denham's Run mode. Bob taps on the home page, brings up a pie menu, and chooses Run from the project menu. A separate web browser window opens with a sketch of the home page. Bob clicks on a hyperlink, and the browser shows the appropriate page. He can use the back and forward buttons just like in a real web browser. Bob is struck by sudden inspiration to edit the page he is looking at. He decides to add a hyperlink from the Napa page to the Sonoma page. So he switches to the main Denham window, zooms into the Napa page, and writes Sonoma. Then he zooms out to storyboard view and adds a navigational arrow from the Napa page to the Sonoma page. Finally, he goes back to the run window and presses refresh. Denham redraws the page, incorporating his edits.